the latest effort to get Bibles in the classroom, why Oklahoma is facing a downward fertility trend, and some preliminary ideas for a new community hub in Norman. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, July 23rd. I'm Deborah Schar. State Superintendent Ryan Walters wants the Oklahoma Supreme Court to lift a pause in a lawsuit against purchasing Bibles for classrooms and biblical supplemental material. State Impact's Beth Wallace has more on the next step in the suit filed in October.
The lawsuit, filed by religious leaders and parents, argued the bid proposals were unlawful and seeks to rescind Walters' mandate to require Bibles in Oklahoma classrooms. Earlier this year, the Supreme Court issued a stay in the case at the request of the Office of Management and Enterprise Services to halt the awarding of any purchasing contract for classroom Bibles and so-called biblical character instruction. Tuesday, Walters filed a motion with the court to lift the stay. Quote, "The left has launched an all-out assault on Christianity in this country and will stop at nothing to destroy the Bible's significance in our country and the principles that shaped this country." For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
The state is asking the U.S. Department of Agriculture to restrict candy and soft drinks from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. We get details from Anna Pope.
Six junk food restriction waivers from states have been approved since the Trump administration took office. Previously, the USDA had denied such requests. Oklahoma's new request asked to ban candy and soft drinks. That includes carbonated soda and non-carbonated sweetened beverages and bottled sweet tea. Candy includes chocolate bars and mints. Chris Bernard, president and CEO of advocacy group Hunger Free Oklahoma, says determining what is a soft drink or candy could be confusing.
No matter what you do in these categories, you either over-include or under-include. So I think, to me, when I read it, it defines a certain category of things, but there are lots of unhealthy things people will still be able to buy.
An Oklahoma Department of Human Services spokesperson says officials are working through how the federal law impacts services and programs and remains committed to ensure people are informed through the transition. I'm Anna Pope.
New research found fertility rates in Oklahoma and across the country are falling. Robbie Korth reports on possible reasons behind the trend.
In Oklahoma, the average fertility rate fell by about 12% from 2011 to 2023. That's a slightly steeper decline than the national figure. A report by the Pew Charitable Trust states that factors including fewer teen pregnancies, women having children later in life, and economic pressures are contributing to the drop. Report authors suggest that there may be some short-term economic benefits, such as improved healthcare and education access. However, in the long term, population declines can be harmful. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
The Norman City Council is considering purchasing the Griffin Memorial Hospital campus and turning it into a neighborhood and community hub. KGOU's Hannah France has details on proposed plans.
During the City Council conference meeting on Tuesday, a representative from RDG Planning and Design gave a presentation on their concept for a new neighborhood on the property along Main Street, connecting the east and west sides of the city. The designs presented focus on the need for affordable housing solutions, including smaller lots and multifamily housing. Additionally, they were made with the capability to accommodate between 5% and 8% of the city's housing demand over the next 20 to 25 years in mind. A request from the Lamond School, which is currently located on the property, was also discussed. While the school had previously planned to relocate, it is now interested in staying on the property and becoming a part of the new neighborhood. I'm Hannah France.
Listeners like you provide essential funding for KGOU's news reports, available in podcast, online, and on the air. Your support is needed now more than ever due to the recent elimination of our federal funding. Information on how to contribute is at kgou.org. I'm Deborah Schar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.